Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Alright everybody, welcome to episode 4 of That Awful Podcast. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you guys last week. I had a little case of let's just call it the Mexican floppaginitis. Wasn't able to sit still long enough to actually record a show, constantly having to get up and run to the restroom. But I am here with you now, gonna try to make up for a little bit of lost time. You know, I'm recording today. It's Sunday. You're listening to the show on Monday. Valentine's Day was last night, and I was lucky enough that my kids had to go to my in-laws for the week anyway because there's no school. So my in-laws decided to take them day early and kind of give my wife and I a little bit of time for Valentine's Day, which would have been fantastic if I wasn't being cock-blocked by Mother Nature. So, and I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about, you know, things that happen naturally with women. So, what we did do, though, is we did decide we were going to go out and get something to eat. And I feel like, for some reason, on Valentine's Day, well, I don't feel like it. I mean, it's obvious. Everything is more expensive. All right? It irritates the shit out of me. Any other holiday, Columbus Day, there's sales. Christmas, there's sales. Arbor Day, there's sales. Valentine's Day, they double the price of everything. You know, I mean, we hit a couple of different restaurants, and there were waits of upwards of an hour and a half. Now, I'm a fat guy. I'm not waiting that long to eat. All right? I mean, we didn't go out till 6 o'clock because she didn't get back till late. But, you know, we hit different restaurants trying to find a decent wait time. And finally, we wound up going to TGI Fridays. Okay, which, not really, I'm sorry, we didn't go to TGI Fridays. They had one of those hour and a half waits. We hit Applebee's, which is, it's, we enjoy it, you know, a nice family style restaurant. And I generally don't mind spending the money for dinner for two. But this dinner ran us like $90. Now, for $90, I want a little bit more than what I'm getting. All right, and again, I mean, this is I don't want to say they intentionally jacked the prices up, but I think there was a little something fugazi about the bill, and we did find a couple of things fugazi that we were able to dispute successfully. But even still, I mean, her and I have gone out to this place, we've gone out to Applebee's before and not spent that kind of money on a meal for the two of us. I mean, I could see if I had the kids with me and things like that, it'd be a little bit different. But everything is just so goddamn expensive, you know, and I don't feel like you get exactly what you should for that kind of money. But, I mean, I guess it's really neither here nor there. I mean, You still pay the money for it, and you know you have a nice night, and you know if you're not being cock-blocked by Mother Nature, then hopefully you get laid. So, I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day. Hope you got laid. Hope everything worked out for you. But I want to rant a little bit because people have really been pissing me off lately. And that's not, for those of you that really know me personally, it's not really a surprise. I really can't stand most people to begin with. You know, I keep my circle of friends pretty tight. You know, my inner circle anyway. And one thing I've noticed, and this has been happening over the last few years, really. Everybody, and well, let me not say everybody, but a lot of people will be just becoming giant pussies. They're overly sensitive. They look for reasons to whine, complain, and just try to start trouble. I mean, and this is just not in my personal life. This is in my professional life as well. It really starts to make me resent people. You know, I mean, well, one of the worst parts is, I would say a good 75% of the time, it's hypocritical. Now, people have told me that I tend to be a little inappropriate at times. I'm not disputing that in any way. I have a very sick sense of humor. I laugh at things that a lot of other people won't laugh at. I'm okay with it. You know, my real friends get me, and, you know, my family kind of gets me. But if I'm not saying anything directly to you, and I'm not calling you names or anything like that, and you overhear a conversation between a friend and I, there's no reason for you to get twisted about it. You don't have to agree with what we're saying, okay? But instead, what you do is you whine, cry, complain, and try to make everybody's life difficult. And I'm not signaling anybody out specifically because that's just completely inappropriate. But there are people that they kind of get off on this. It's ridiculous. I mean, I really kind of think that there are certain people that once they start to cause trouble, you know, it's kind of like one of these serial killers or something, you know, where they get off on the thrill of the kill and things like that, you know, to the point where they're like, they'll record it and take care of themselves to it. It's annoying and it's ridiculous. You know, and then you have your friends who are convinced that, you know, no matter what, the world is against them and everything, you know, everything is directed towards them that's negative. And it's not the case. You know, I've heard people complain about, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me, you know, and yet it's not just happening to you, it's happening to an entire group of people. Enough with the God hates me and this hates me and karma hates me and things like that. You know, if karma hates you, then you must have done something reasonably fucked up in the past. Just putting that out there. Enough with the bullshit. Put on your adult pants, pull them up nice and tight where they're supposed to be, and deal with it. All right. People, and it's like people here in New York complaining about the snow. All right, yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. It's a pain in the ass. I hate the snow personally. And, you know, I always find it funny because, you know, amongst my group of friends, quote unquote, there are people who love the snow and there are people who hate the snow. You know who loves the snow? People who don't have to fucking shovel it. All right, they love the snow. Oh, the snow's so great. You go out and we'll have snowball fights and this and that. No, I'll do that with my kids because, as a parent, that's what I got to do. But I don't like it because I got to shovel it. And it's a pain in the ass. And sometimes this shit is heavy. But people complain, and like, it's Sunday morning now. We got a dusting of snow last night. And I've heard people complain about, oh, snow again, this and that. It's not that bad. If you look at what's going on in the Northeast right now, places like Massachusetts and Maine, and you know, I have family and friends up in the Boston area. They got 7 feet of fucking snow. Naturally falling 7 feet of snow. That's not even... I'm not even talking about the piles you create when you're shoveling this shit. Can you imagine that? 7 feet of fucking snow. Now, granted, if you live in the Midwest, up in like the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Chicago area, you know, even Chicago doesn't get hit that bad. But these other areas, you know, you're like, I call that Tuesday. Dude, good for you, because I couldn't deal with that shit. But I'm not going to sit there and bitch about it sitting here in New York right now and be like, oh yeah, we got a dusting, when, you know, I was almost able to see my grass. These people who have 7 feet of snow, they might not even see their grass by the time Easter comes around. All right? They may actually be starting the summertime with snow on the fucking lawn. Just stop with the bitching for no reason. You know, and don't get me wrong, everybody always feels like they have a reason to bitch and things like that. And for the most part, you know, everybody has a reason. There's always a reason to bitch. But just think about it for a minute. You know, if you're standing in a group of people and what you're experiencing is what everybody else is experiencing, whether it be a delay or things like that, don't sit there and say, oh, karma hates me, God hates me, you know, this is happening to me. No. It's not just happening to you. I'm standing here with you, so it's happening to me too. And these people surrounding us, it's happening to them too. So relax, deal with it, and let's move on. You know, I mean, make some jokes, bullshit, do something. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's not. Maybe you have people in your life that this happens to, or make it happen to you. You know, sometimes I just wish, like, you know, you could reach out to that person and just be like, you know, grab them by the shoulders and shake the shit out of them for a minute and be like, hey, it's not just you, it's everybody. But even then, people don't get it. You know, it's always just going to be them. So, one thing I want to talk about is we're going to get into the some of the stories that I've picked out for this particular episode. This headline, to me, when I first read it, was like, holy crap. You know, I said, you know, why would you do this? And then I read the entire headline because I was reading it on my phone. So, where on my phone it said, penis reduction surgery performed on teen. And I'm like, why would a teenager have that done? You know, I mean, maybe he's a lucky boy. And then I read the, I opened up the article and I read the whole thing. And I was like, holy shit. And the whole headline, penis reduction surgery performed on teen with phallus measuring 10 inches around. 10 inches around. Holy shit. First off, 10 inches around, you pull that out, girls are going to scream and run away from you. There's no way. That, I mean, this kid has to be unfortunate enough to be a virgin still at this point. But this happened down in Florida. So let's see. Surgeons in Florida have given a 17-year-old boy what's being called the world's first penis reduction surgery. World's first penis reduction surgery. I don't know where else this would have happened. I don't know if this obviously cannot be very common. All right, but the teen came to doctors complaining of a penis too large for intercourse, according to an article in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. This was published online in November. Taking this article off the Huffington Post, he was unable to play sports or even wear most clothing without his phallus showing through the fabric. You know what? There's only so much that sweatpants can cover up. And this, I can't imagine. How do you sit down? How do you walk? Now, apparently his penis was 7 inches long and had a circumference of 10 inches. Now, if you're looking for something to compare it to, it's about the same size as the average mayonnaise jar, based on the measurements that we're taking. There's an image, and I wish I could put it up for you guys right now, but I mean, it's really just an X-ray image, and it looks intimidating. Holy shit! The shape and massive size of the penis was the result of the teen's sickle cell anemia. All right, so this happened to a black guy, which is irregular blood cells that would block the penile blood vessels and lead to swelling and priapism. For those of you who don't know what priapism is, it's a long-standing erection. This happened about 3 times to him since he was 10, and it progressively led to a deformed penis. Now, originally the doctor, Dr. Carrion said he couldn't find any precedent for the penis reduction surgery. His team ended up opting to slice along the patient's circumcision scar, unwrap the skin, and then remove chunks of tissue from within. Ooh. Gotta ice that bad boy up. Holy Christ. The teen is very satisfied with his new penis, which is still generous in size, but now more standard in appearance. Well, I guess that kind of works out for him a little bit. You know, I mean, he's still packing 7 inches. You know, if it's 7 inches flaccid, good for him. But, can you imagine having to walk around with something like that? You wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, Try putting a mayonnaise jar in your pants and walking around and see how that works out for you. I mean, you know, if you want to make it a full mayonnaise jar and, you know, open the end and kind of stick what you got in there just for the satisfaction, you know, I don't judge, whatever gets you through the night. But, man, I can't imagine, number one, what that would feel like. And I don't think I want to, but I mean, holy Christ! I'm sorry. I'm still looking at the image, and it's still a little disturbing to me. Just simple tasks. I mean, how do you hold it to pee? Just putting that out there. You know. Oh, you know what? Speaking of peeing, I want to mention this too. Going back to my little dinner with my wife last night. I had to use the restroom, so I walk in, and you know, there's the sink, and then had a little 6-inch wall that separates the sink from the urinal and the stalls and things like that. So I go in, I walk in, there's a urinal and there's 2 toilet stalls, one for the handicap, one for the everyday guy. And I look at the layout and I became concerned. The urinal was on the wall. Let's say I'm gonna be facing straight ahead at the urinal, okay? So just imagine this with me, all right? You're standing straight ahead looking at the wall, peeing into the urinal. And immediately, to your left side, okay, which would be your 9 o'clock if you're familiar with that terminology, okay? There's the door to one of the stalls. And next to that, which would be back a little bit further, probably around your, let's say 7:30, 8 o'clock. No, 7:30 is the door to the other stall. Now, this makes me uncomfortable because, as a wide guy, there's not a lot of room between me and the door to get into that other stall. Which basically means that if somebody had to use the bathroom and there was somebody else in the handicap stall, which there was at this point. So there was me and somebody else in the bathroom. If a third person walked in, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. Now, I'm not talking about uncomfortable physically. I'm talking about uncomfortable emotionally, I guess, where, you know, you're going to have to basically kind of brush up on me to go use the bathroom. I'm pretty open about a lot of things, and I'm, you know, not a lot of things freak me out or anything like that. But for somebody to have to brush up on me while I'm peeing, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. I want to know who the hell designed this bathroom and why in God's name they would set it up like that. It's awkward. It is completely awkward. I mean, me personally, if I was to be the third guy to walk into that bathroom, okay, and that was the one stall that was open, I'd walk out and wait. There's no way I'm brushing up against another guy peeing. And it's not homophobia or anything like that, because I have no problem with gays or anything like that, or you know, I'll joke around and act gay every now and again, which, you know, based on the one rant I had earlier, you know, people may find offensive. Sorry. But I don't want another guy brushing me or touching me while I'm peeing. I have a little bit of stage fright to begin with when it comes to that. You know, I like to be able to do what I got to do and just handle my business. Don't brush up on me when I'm taking care of my business. I don't want another man touching me when my dick is in my hand. It's that simple. All right? Just completely and utterly uncomfortable and weird. But, all right, that's enough of that rant. So, where are we going to go over here? So this poor guy, Randy Guillen Jr. I really can't say poor guy. This happened over in Clearfield, Pennsylvania. They say, the police say that the man was hoping to pass a fraudulent check to the bank and instead stole $500 when he found that much money left behind by another customer at a drive-thru bank window. Number one, I mean, maybe it's just me being in New York for so long. I haven't seen a drive-thru window that wasn't an ATM, and I couldn't even tell you how long. I mean, I remember growing up, my parents would go to the drive-thru at the bank by my house, and they would have to use the canisters and things like that. You know, I always kind of wondered how it worked and things like that. But this is the kind of bank, this is the kind of drive-thru that this was being utilized here. The 28-year-old was in the Clearfield County Jail on Monday, awaiting a February 11th preliminary hearing. Now, basically what happened is he hoped to cash a bogus $1,900 check at a CNB bank, but drove away when he saw money left behind in the carrier from the previous customer. Now, he later tried to pass the bad check at another bank and was rebuffed before Clearfield police found him this past Wednesday, hiding in his girlfriend's closet. You know, I can't be mad at the guy. I can't be mad at the guy. I don't think he really did anything wrong. Now, you know, they're arresting him. Let me rephrase this a little bit. He obviously did something wrong by trying to pass the fraudulent check. Okay? He absolutely should be in trouble for that. You know, it is what it is. But if they're giving him any shit about taking this $500, that's some bullshit. That's some big-ass bullshit. He wouldn't have been in trouble if he would have found $500 on the street and put it in his pocket and walked away. But you're gonna break his chops and try to get him in trouble for taking $500 that some idiot wasn't intelligent enough to take with him? You know, I mean, it sounds like some sort of a setup. Which, if that is the case, that's kind of messed up. Because let's face it, somebody leaves $500 behind, I'm not going to go, hey, somebody left this behind. Because you know what? You're not going to get a reward. Okay? $500 could help me out. $500 could help most people out. So, you know, if they're giving them any shit because of this, that's really messed up. Listen, I can honestly say, in my opinion, my honest opinion, 95% of the people that this would have happened to would have done exactly the same thing. All right? And that's cops, lawyers, firefighters, you know, business executives, managers, anybody and everybody would have done exactly the same thing. $500. Huh, shit. What can I do for $500? You know, you go out. Yeah, I mean, it's $500 found. You go out, you have a little fun, maybe, you know. You're married, you have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend, whatever the case may be. You go out and maybe you take them out someplace special. You know, they're going to ask you, oh, where'd you come up with the money? Hey, you know, I just found it. You know, maybe you do something responsible with it. You pay off a bill, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter what you do with it, okay? You see that $500, you are taking that $500. And if you're sitting there saying, oh, I wouldn't take the $500, you're lying to yourself, okay? You're lying to yourself. Stop. Again, I can honestly, in my honest opinion, 95% of the people would absolutely take this and do something with it. And you know what? Out of that 95% of the people that would take it, so we're going to say 100% of the people that would take it, okay, most of them are going to do something frivolous with it. They're going to go out and they're going to go, you know, oh, I want to go buy an Xbox 360 or, excuse me, an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4 or, you know, I'm going to go put rims on my car or something like that. They're going to spend on something completely frivolous. There are a small percentage of people that would actually sit there and say, you know what, my gas bill's behind, or, you know, my rent's a little bit behind. Let me try to catch up a little bit. Whatever your thought process is, it is what it is. But, all right, so we're about to hit the half-hour mark now. I do have an announcement coming up after the break regarding the show. So hang out with me. You're listening to That Awful Podcast on morelikeradio.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like, where you going?
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
And we're back. That awful podcast, morelikeradio.com. Welcome back. I did tell you guys going into the break that I do have an announcement to make regarding the show. And, well, here it is. I mean, I was just recently picked up by another network. So now I'll be on More Like Radio and Rant Entertainment Media. So, Rant Entertainment Media will be starting next week, February 23rd. Both this show will be on Mondays on More Like Radio from 4 to 5, and then Mondays on Rant, rantemradio.com from 7 to 8. So, if you missed the initial broadcast at 4, you can go to the other network at 7, or, again, you can just download the show from whichever site you choose. Very excited to be on that network. It's a chance for me to get out there to more people, kind of expand my listenership, and maybe get some more ideas from other people and make this show a little bit better. So very excited to join that network. I have a friend over there who does a show called Turnbuckle Throwbacks, my boy Phil Rea. All right, but while you're still listening here on More Like Radio, I want you to check out all the shows on More Like Radio. Again, as I do this every week, I sit there and say I'm going to write down the shows and so I can name different ones. And again, I forget to when I just shoot off the top of my head. But you can check out the Tuesday lineup, which is Alcohol by Volume, followed by My Time Now, and then Dutch and Royce. On Wednesdays, you got Hippo Juice. On Sundays, you've got The Sully Show, first and foremost. Trying to think of any other shows out there. On Mondays, you got Papa's Basement, myself, and then the Cut Print Film Podcast. Other shows, you got Deep V, The Shy Kids. Listen, again, as I say every week, it's a great lineup on More Like Radio. I'm joining in on another great lineup at rantemradio.com also. Listen, you know, I'm getting involved in some good networks, so I'm really excited about this. And, well, again, February 23rd will be the start on the rant. So... I don't know what else to say. I am very excited about this, and part of the excitement is kind of making me a little forgetful. So now let's get back into some of these news stories that we were talking about here. pardon me. So I love stupid people. I love them and I hate them. I love them because they make me laugh. I hate them because, you know, genuine stupidity, it's got to hurt. And it's got to hurt the people that are the genuinely stupid. I would hope physically, but it doesn't appear to, because there wouldn't be as much stupidity if it physically hurt. But, you know, it's got to hurt them emotionally. It hurts me emotionally and physically. But, again, you know, when I'm working on the ambulance, stupidity is my bread and butter, and I have to kind of rely on it to put food on my family's table. This here, a school bus driver in Ohio was fired for a beer-drinking selfie. Now, why would one be fired? Because they took a selfie of themselves drinking beer. Well, I guess you could all figure it out. This happened in Princeton City, Ohio. He's been fired after taking a selfie that looks as if she is drinking a bottle of beer on her bus. She decided to post a selfie on Facebook, and it shows her behind the wheel of her bus with lips around a bottle of beer. This is according to WSYX in Ohio. Again, this story coming from the Huffington Post that I'm reading. The photo caused a brouhaha. I don't think people use the word brouhaha enough in life anymore. I think we should bring that back. If you're willing to, let's start hashtagging it, man. Throw it all over Facebook, Twitter, wherever you can put a hashtag. Let's start hashtagging brouhaha. And for those of you not sure how to spell it, it's B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A. So hashtag brouhaha. Hashtag that with the awful awful podcast also, just to get things going. But a photo caused a brouhaha when parents and district officials saw it. The driver, whose name has not been released, was immediately fired by her employer, First Student Transportation. Now, this is what I mean when stupidity should hurt. Okay? Number one, why would you think it's okay to do that? I mean, social media is great in one respect because it keeps you in touch with your family, your friends. You know, I mentioned my family and friends up in Boston. I don't talk to them much. I really don't. Okay? But I follow them on social media and I can see them, you know, I can see what they're going through and be like, oh, dude, you know, send a message to them, hope you're all right, you know. If you need anything, don't call me because I'm not fucking driving up there. That kind of thing. But at the same time, when you put the stupid things you do on there, people see it. And you're going to get caught. All right? You're going to get caught almost every goddamn time. Especially if you're friends with people at work. And this is what it goes back. This goes back to the rant that was earlier today, too. People are overly sensitive. All you have to do is be friends with one coworker, and, you know, they're going to see it, and they're going to be like, oh my God, look at this. And in this particular case, you know, they're right to bitch you out, man. I mean, I'm speaking as a parent, okay? If you are going to do something that irresponsible, like even if there is a cap on the beer bottle, and I'll be honest with you, I'm looking at the picture and I can't see if there is a cap on the beer bottle. But even if you're faking it, the implication is there, and I have to kind of sit there and say, you're an idiot, number one. But why would I think you're responsible enough to drive my kids around safely? I mean, it's bad enough some of these bus drivers drive like idiots to begin with, okay? And I say that because the bus driver that was, or still is, but has been remediated, was driving my daughter to school and home from school, drove like an asshole. And the kids on the bus complained, and they were complaining to the parents. And one parent decided that, you know what, I got to see what's going on. And in this case, where you're trying to protect your child. So she followed him, she recorded it, and she said, this guy's driving like a dick. And made the complaint. He's since been remediated and has been slowing down. My daughter's not so afraid to get in the bus anymore, so that's good. But, you know, when you're when you're dealing with stuff with kids, you gotta be, you gotta think, man. You've got to fucking think. The company released a statement that says, we are, and I quote, we are incredibly disappointed by our driver's actions. Behavior such as this does not align with company policy and the high standards First Student strives for in all we do. Now, the internal investigation revealed that the bottle of beer was unopened, no students were on the bus, and the photo was taken after the bus driver was off duty. Again, all right, so, you know, the bottle wasn't opened. He wasn't on duty. But he was still dumb enough to put a picture up like that on social media. Again, you know, you're not going to get a job where you're going to be driving around kids ever again. All right? I don't care. Anybody who's going to hire him to be a school bus driver, hire her, excuse me, to be a school bus driver again, is foolish and irresponsible based on this. I mean, let's face it. You're going to call, you know, they're going to call the bus companies and they're going to know, you know. Yeah, I mean, again, it was an inappropriate picture. It was poor judgment on the driver's part. Why you would think that was okay is beyond me. But again, it is what it is. People are dumb. So now we're going to go over to another school story, which is very relevant because the movie 50 Shades of Grey premiered this weekend. And it came out to a lot of mixed reviews. You know, there were some people who liked it, some people who hated it, some people that were kind of indifferent about it, you know. Me personally, I'm not going to go see this. All right. My wife really has no desire to go see it. Well, she did originally when Charlie Hunnam was going to be the male lead. Only because she would kill me in order for a chance, just one chance with Charlie Hunnam. But and when I say she would kill me for one chance with Charlie Hunnam, I mean that literally. So if you ever find me dead, find out if my wife slept with Charlie Hunnam, and then you have your suspect. So, in Monessen, Pennsylvania, they are, parents got a little twisted because some students were given a puzzle based on 50 Shades of Grey that contained the terms spanking, submissive, leather cuffs, and bondage. Parent James Carter complained about it on Tuesday night at the school board meeting, saying he tried to question the school's principal and dean of students, but they refused to talk when he insisted on recording their conversation. Recording the conversation is a bit sketchy. I know here in New York, the laws are at least one person has to know that the conversation is being recorded. Now, keep in mind, a conversation generally happens between two people. It could happen between more. Only one person has to know. So if you're the person recording the conversation, one person knows. So Mr. Carter here, he says, I wanted to record the conversation because a lot of parents had questions about it and I was denied that. So the school district officials said that they couldn't discuss the issue because they had just learned about it and they were doing some sort of internal investigation. Now, obviously this was a mistake. This was probably, it doesn't say what kind of school it was. I'm trying to look back here. I didn't see what kind of school. Oh, it was middle school. All right. So, now you have a bunch of middle school kids, which is usually 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So, anywhere between 10 and 13 who are basically prepubescent or starting to hit puberty, and they're confused about this kind of, well, all sex and gender roles and things like that. They're going to come home, and they're going to ask me, Daddy, what's bondage? The fuck are you talking about? you know, it's not a conversation I want to have with a kid that young. as I got older and I started learning about this kind of stuff while I was in high school, you know, I'd bring it to my parents, and more so my dad, because he was a little cooler about this kind of thing than my mom. And you know, I'd be like, hey dad, you have any idea what the hell this is? No. All right. Well, thanks. Good talk. Appreciate the help. You know, and we didn't have Google and shit like that when I was in high school. All right. So yes, I'm dating myself. Okay. And the internet did come out while I was in high school. It became public and things like that, and everybody started using it. But we had dial up, where it took you a couple minutes to actually get onto the internet, and you had to hear all the fax humming and buzzing and clicking and things like that. And, you know, God forbid somebody was on the phone or, you know, somebody needed to use the phone, that kind of thing, you know. But neither one of my parents would have wanted to have discussed this with me while I was in middle school. I'll tell you, I promise you that. So, I mean, parents have every right to be enraged. And now, just imagine that they had the bus driver from the previous story driving their kids to school, and then on the same day, you know, the kid comes home, Daddy, what's bondage, and why would you use handcuffs? Yeah. By the way, can I have a beer? What? You know, the school board came back and said that, it was huge but unintentional error and collected from 5 students involved as soon as it was realized. Unfortunately, one copy was taken by a student who then posted it on social media. See? Social media fucks you. It fucks you when you're irresponsible. All right. Just think, man. Just try to be careful. I mean, I have some teacher friends out there, and I'm sure they're more responsible than that, you know. But let's face it, you know, I mean, I can imagine teachers joking around in the teacher's lounge kind of thing, like, oh, you know, check this out. Somebody sent me a 50 Shades of Grey word search, you know. Oh, this is so hot, bondage. Ooh. Well, one of you were dumb enough to keep it in your packet of, you know, lesson plan for the day, and got it mixed up with the word search you were going to give your kids. You got to be careful with this kind of shit. You really got to be careful with this kind of shit. Absolutely ridiculous. There was a lot of stupid school stories this week, man. This one's coming from Cincinnati. Ohio and Pennsylvania have dominated this show today. All right, Ohio and Pennsylvania, apparently everybody just lost their fucking minds in those two particular states. Headline reads, Judge Rules Against Teacher with Fear of Children. You have a fear of children, and you're a teacher. Huh. You think you would know something like this before you got into the field. Just saying. But, this goes on to say, a retired teacher who sued a school district... saying administrators discriminated against her because of a phobia that makes her fear young children, lost her appeal in the federal case on Wednesday. There was a 3-judge panel in the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, upheld a lower court decision that had dismissed Maria Walther Willard. That's just a long name. Willard's breach of contract claim against the Marymount City Schools. The district court in Cincinnati also had ruled in favor of the school district on her other claims, including age and disability discrimination. They couldn't reach her attorney for comment, but apparently the 63-year-old teacher taught Spanish and French at Marymount High School in Cincinnati since the 70s. She was transferred to a middle school in 2009. Her lawsuit said the 7th and 8th graders triggered her phobia, causing her blood pressure to soar and forcing her to retire in the middle of the 2010-2011 school year. Her lawsuit sought unspecified damages. Now again, a fear of children doesn't really kind of develop. And it says, did it say small children earlier? I don't remember. Discriminated against because of phobia that makes her fear of young children. All right, so it says young children. Young children is kind of a vague term, because young children can be children my age. My kids are 5 and 3. I don't consider middle school children to be that young to qualify in the young children category. Okay? So, but, you know, you have this fear. You chose a field where you have to teach children. Okay? You have a fear of young children. This can happen. You can be transferred to another school. You could have to teach young children. Why do you enter a field like this? If you're going to enter the teaching field and not want to, and you have a fear of young children, go to college. Teach there. You know, this is completely asinine and stupid to me. Okay? You have a fear of young children and you decide, I'm going to become a teacher. That's like having a fear of young children and deciding to become a pediatric emergency room nurse. Stop. Absolutely fucking retarded. Alright? The attorney for the school district said that the teacher was transferred because the French program at the high school was being turned into an online one and the middle school needed a Spanish teacher. A message she can comment was offered at the district attorney's office on Wednesday. The appeals court said in its ruling that the lower court was correct in ruling in the school district's favor on the various claims. On the breach of contract issue, the court said that the teacher contended her correspondence with several unidentified school officials created a contract that required Marimont to keep her at the high school. But the Marimont School Board undisputably never ratified such a contract, which means, for our purposes, there was not one, the appeals court said in its ruling. Verbal contracts are hard to prove. All right, and that's what this sounds like. If you want to sit there and say, email somebody and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm supposed to be kept in the high school, this is why, blah, 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 blah. And they send you a response, and it says, all right, don't worry, we're going to keep it. You have a paper trail. You can prove that, okay? If you and I are talking in person, say, hey, listen, you know, I have to stay in this high school. I have this fear of young kids. It's really kind of fucked up. I'm sorry, but, you know, I can't do this. You got to keep me in the high school, you know? And then you sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll take care of you. Not a big deal. Don't you worry about a thing. And now all of a sudden this happens. I'm going to sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I had a conversation with Joe Blow about this, and they said this and that and the other thing. And they're going to be like, Joe Blow's going to be like, I don't remember that conversation. I don't remember saying something like that. You have no proof. You need proof. Especially if you're going to go to the court system and try to win this shit. You need proof. All right, getting close to running out on time. I want to cover one more quick story, which I don't know if you want to consider it kind of hot, kind of gross. Cecilia Westbrook makes yogurt with her own vaginal bacteria. That's right, folks, pussy yogurt. It is possible to make yogurt using bacteria from a woman's vagina, but it's probably not a good idea. Last August, Ms. Westbrook, she's a medical student and PhD student at the University of Wisconsin, decided to see if the stomach-churning idea was feasible. Westbrook noted that the most common bacteria found in a healthy vagina was Lactobacillus, the same bacteria commonly found in yogurt. She figured she could easily whip up a batch of yogurt just by extracting some of her vagina's bacteria with a wooden spoon. That can't be comfortable. I mean, I wouldn't think it's comfortable, but I don't have a vagina. Ladies, hit me up. Tell me. Is it comfortable to extract bacteria like that through a wooden spoon? Now, to make homemade yogurt, it's generally made by mixing a small amount of yogurt starter culture with some milk and heating it. However, Ms. Westbrook discovered there was not much information on making yogurt with vaginal bacteria. I wonder why. Or much information on vaginal bacteria at all. She goes on to say, I was really surprised to know that we really don't know a lot about vaginal flora. There's really been only one or maybe two big studies, and interestingly, most of the information that we do know about it is from white women, which suggests that there might be some indication that people from different ethnic backgrounds might have different flora. I was surprised about how much we didn't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. To do the experiment, Westbrook used three bowls, one with yogurt to make a traditional starter culture, one with just plain milk, and one with milk and her own bodily contribution. Westbrook left out the batches out overnight and awoke to find a decent amount of yogurt in that third bowl. According to Westbrook's friend Janet, who wrote the article for Vice on the experiment. I can't imagine there being an issue with it, you know, as far as the yogurt tasting any different because of where it came from. I can't imagine there being a taste difference. But you know, would you have to own up to that? Would you have to advertise it? You know, here's yogurt, or here's Cecilia's pussy yogurt. Now with strawberries. I have no idea what to say to this. I really don't. I mean, obviously there's plenty of jokes about it, you know, and I really kind of wish that the guys from Dutch and Royce would have a shot at this, because they would absolutely make this hysterical. I mean, one guy, I can make it a little bit funny, but with the way those people riff on that show with Royce, Dutch, Marie, Mitch, and Sherry, and Dee, and Sean, and John, I think I got everybody. They would absolutely have a field day with this. I have no problem with going down on a woman. I don't particularly care for yogurt, though. So I don't know how I feel about this. I really have no idea how I feel about this. Obviously it's not being mass produced. Otherwise this would be a much bigger story, and it wouldn't be in the weird news section of the Huffington Post. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will be one day. Maybe they'll culture it and make pussy yogurt by Dannon. I don't know. So, I'm going to wrap up the show right now. Again, you're listening to That Awful Podcast on morelikeradio.com. Check me out every Monday from 4 to 5 on there. And starting next week, February 23rd, you can hear me on Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, from 7 to 8. Again, all the shows on More Like Radio, check them out. Dutch and Royce, Hippo Juice, Alcohol by Volume, The Sully Show. Just go to the website, go to the download section, or just go to morelikeradio.org. Whatever the top show is, download it. You're going to like it. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/thatawfulpodcast. Twitter, thatawfulpodcast, @thatawfulpodcast. No you and awful. Email the show, thatawfulpodcast@gmail.com. And check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/thatawfulpodcast. The playlist right now is basically, again, just the show that you're listening to now, just in a YouTube format. I put some pictures back there so it looks pretty for you. All right, and that's it for this week. So I am going to go. I don't know. Might have to hope that my wife's cock blocking is done. See if I can take care of that. And I'll see you next week. So again, That Awful Podcast, morelikeradio.com, coming to the Rant. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you in 7 days. We'll be right back.